Etude number 1 is number 11, found on page 11. The tempo marking is listed as Allegretto. The quarter note is marked in the performance guide as quarter note equals 72 to 86. The key is G-flat major, and no errata are listed. Some general comments. The tempo for this etude is marked Allegretto, between Andante and Allegro. The Allstate performance guide lists a tempo between dotted quarter note equals 72 and 86. This tempo indication is a good one for this piece, and I would suggest dotted quarter equals 80 is a good middle ground, leaving the piece sounding lively but not hurried. The initial dynamic is mezzo forte, and even though this is a medium middle-of-the-road dynamic, your performance should be anything but middle-of-the-road. You should follow the inflections indicated by the musical line. Feel free to vary the dynamic slightly, depending on what the phrase suggests. This will keep the piece from sounding like an etude. You wouldn't speak at a constant volume all the time. Likewise, music should grow and diminish, even within a given dynamic. A suggestion here. As the line descends, increase the volume slightly. As an example, consider the first phrase. Played at a constant dynamic, it will sound vastly different than playing it with dynamic contrast. Also, music tends to go to beat 1. A slight emphasis at the beginning of the measures will help solidify the 6/8 feel. Watch the key. G-flat should be as comfortable to you as B-flat major. If not, I would suggest buying an etude book, like Rochus' Melodious Etudes, for example, that puts you through different keys so that you will become comfortable in each one. Also, practicing the G-flat major scale until the key is in your ear, so to speak, will help. People with an F-G-flat dual independent vowel system have some advantages over those with an FD-dependent combination. The markings in this etude are good for the independent system. Here are some specific comments that may help with your preparation of this piece. In measure 1, I would play the F with a single trigger. The G-flat could be played either with a pi valve or in fifth position. In measure 2, either double trigger second, slightly flatter than normal second, remember, or single trigger sixth works for the D-flat, although I prefer the double trigger second. In measure 4, playing the B-flat in single trigger, remember, lowered, third position is a good idea. In measure 10, whenever you have a D-flat in fifth followed by an F, it is easier to play the F in sixth. It will avoid unnecessary and a musical slide noise. In measure 11, I would play the low D-flat in trigger sixth rather than double trigger second. In measure 15, the low B-flats will work well in third trigger position. In measure 17, the first D-flat works in double trigger second with the B-flat after it in trigger third. In any event, the first B-flat should be played in trigger third. In measure 18, play the F in sixth for smoothness. Listen for the correct interval between the D-flat and the D-double-flat. Don't glissando or smear the half-step. It is unmusical and stereotypes our instrument. In measure 21, play the D-flat in double trigger second if possible. This provides for natural slide movement. In measures 25 and 26, practicing octave slurs will help your flexibility in the jumps. Start slowly and relax your jaw as you go down. Take plenty of air in during the rest in measure 24 to help with the octave. If you need to, grab a quick breath between measures 25 and 26, although avoid this if you can. In measures 32 and 33, each of these is a half step higher in turn than the last half of measure 30. The dynamic also rises, as though if the listener didn't get it the first time, you'll repeat it louder until they do. In measure 35, I would hold the holds 4 to 5 eighth notes in length, not too long, with a broadening in the last two notes, decrescendo to about an MF. Measure 36, starting MP in this bar and crescendoing to MF with a slightly slower tempo than originally at the beginning of the bar, and then returning to a tempo in measure 37 is effective from a style point of view. In measure 41, practice 4 16th note D-flats in a row at various tempos and dynamics to help. You might purchase Alan Raff's other book on playing bass trombone or a number of other good warm-up books and follow the warm-ups in there as a guide. Don't slow down because there are more notes. In measure 44, either play the D-flat in trigger sixth and the B-flat in trigger third, or the D-flat in double trigger second and the B-flat in open first. In measure 46, playing the F in sixth or first is fine. In measure 48, make a marked dynamic contrast, accent a bit the first D-flat in the measure. In measure 50, again, contrast the forte and piano. In measures 52 to 53, the valve markings are good. Measure 55, watch the crescendo. Take in enough air for the low C flat and notice that it is a C flat to speak. It is not double forte, though, until the last measure. I would make the retard obvious. Imagine that it is the last few notes of a major symphonic piece. As a final comment, as far as articulation for the entire piece is concerned, I would strive for something between legato and staccato or tutti. Let each note sound so that its pitch is full. Breathing in this piece should follow the phrase markings, roughly every four bars.